This is Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Middle and high school principals share their successes, challenges, and advice on creating a college-going culture and a positive learning environment for students and staff.
Teachers were pulling information and vocabulary and expressions out of Good to Great as they talked about Whatever It Takes. And then when Whatever It Takes was endorsing some of those concepts, we thought, ooh, that's kind of nice. And so then we saw a jump in our standardized test outcomes, and we thought, oh, that even feels nice. And I was nervous that maybe this is going to plateau off, but then we saw another jump, and so it's like, let's get after it.
The staff at Stanfield Secondary School have been doing their homework. Principal Steve Ellis shares how reading and discussing current educational literature as a staff have benefited both students and educators.
An incoming principal inherits a staff, and eventually they hire new members for the team. Each one of those teachers has a different educational background, could be focused, could be general, could be deep, could be shallow. Various levels of understanding for meaningful instruction, different skill sets in the classroom. They may even have their own agenda for participation. The question is, whose task is it to turn this group of individuals into an effective team? In a small school like Stanfield, it falls to the principal. At Stanfield Secondary School, we manage that whole task through professional tech studies. To kind of give a little perspective on how big Stanfield is, we're a rural school. In grades 7 through 12, we have 250 to 270 students, 50% Hispanic, 50% Anglo, and we're at between 69 and 74% free and reduced. 4 years ago, when we started this project, Stanfield was a bottom-performing high school. Students were reading at a very low level, and academic rigor was very low. There had just been an exodus of demoralized staff. A majority of the staff that were here were brand new, fresh out of college. So that is where we started. An incoming superintendent brought a book for the administrative team to study. That book was Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't by Jim Collins. And I was impressed with that book, and so I purchased a copy for each member of my staff, gave it to them at a faculty meeting with a study guide for the first chapter, and said, okay, next time we meet, we're going to discuss this chapter and divide up all the rest of the chapters so that you can build the study guide and facilitate your own chapter. That was kind of the beginning. You know, it's hedgehog theory that you can do anything you want, but you can't do everything. So we decided to do something, and that something was literacy. He talked about the flywheel effect, about we knew that it was going to be a heavy, hard job at the beginning, but it would get easier.
Positive feedback and results after the first selection led to Stanfield staff reading a wide variety of books.
The next book that we read was Whatever It Takes, How Professional Learning Communities Respond When Kids Don't Learn by Richard and Rebecca Dufour. It showed some models for effective schools. We came to realize there that there is no single description of an effective school, and we decided that we would try to create our own effective school. He endorsed Jim Collins' hedgehog theory as the right thing, and so that's the direction we went with literacy. The third book that we read was Results Now by Mike Schmoker. And Schmoker talked about the importance of writing and thinking. And so we felt like that was an important addition to our study of literacy, specifically reading. We added writing at that particular point in time. Michael Schmoker said professional learning communities were a dynamic way to deal with that student data and the student information that people are looking at each day. And so we decided, okay, we are going to do professional learning communities. The next piece that we read was actually a research paper. It was Authentic Instruction and Assessment, Common Standards for Rigor and Relevance in Teaching Academic Subjects. This was a research paper prepared for the Iowa Department of Education. It talked about AIW, Authentic Intellectual Work. So that became the groundwork for our PLCs. The discussion that we had was always based on this work, AIW Authentic. Was it authentic? Was it rigorous? Was it intellectual?
The outcomes of professional text studies are clear for both students and staff. With a more cohesive community among teachers and increased student achievement on state standardized tests.
This particular method gave each teacher an opportunity to read information, which put us all on the same level. We're talking about the same thing, and respond to the same questions. And so all of a sudden, young teachers with energy had the same capacity to speak to a problem as the maybe more experienced teachers did. The wisdom and the energy, both, you know, speaking about a problem, talking about the situation, really added some depth, I think, to what we had eventually come out with. Over the 4 years, we've seen steady progress. We measured ourselves off schooldigger.com. That's an independent website. You might go there. It combines a percentage of students making standard in reading and math for each school and then ranks that school in the state. As I said, we started out at 237. The next year, we're at 215. The third year, at 117. This last year, we're ranked at number 21. So we felt good about that. The rigor of our classes is up thanks to the federal grant support of Gear Up Oregon. With that, it's kind of interesting to see that our honor roll performance is up. 52% of our students are at 3 point and above, which is a pleasing number. And then finally, athletic teams. 65% of our athletes are academic athletes. In other words, they're honor roll athletes. Now, the benefit for faculty members, number one is they always get new books, which is kind of nice for their professional libraries. The second thing is that they are increasing their knowledge. If they're lifelong learners, this falls right into that. They can talk school improvement with anybody right now. The third benefit is that they receive PDU, professional development units, or clock hours. Those are earned by the teacher. They need that for recertification. We feel good about the amount of improvement that we've had here, and we really do attribute it to professional text studies, having everybody with the same language, giving everybody a voice across the faculty so that we can discuss things with each other as professionals.
Thanks for listening to Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Visit our website, gearup.ous.edu, to listen in on more conversations from Oregon school leaders, as well as access resources and information about preparing students for higher education. At Oregon Gear Up, we believe that college is not a dream, it's a plan.